Welcome. Welcome to the Royal Gypsy Hood. This is Rafa Mama coming to you live here to break it down. I want to break down Aretha Franklin's chart, okay? And I had to do this because yesterday, the cards that I pulled for the universal energies in general were so synonymous with her chart, with her personal energy, that I had to look a little further deeper into it, right? So, what was very interesting is that, and I will get into her chart, the first card that I pulled was her Venus in Aquarius card. Okay. Let me look here. Alright, I just have to look at her chart as I am pulling these cards up. The second card that I pulled was the Strength card in reverse, which is the Leo card. Now, she had Chiron retrograde, she had Pluto retrograde, she had her Point of Fortune, and her MC, all in Leo. Currently, in in that house, between the 9th and 10th house, she was having a North Node return, her spiritual destiny, right? She was also having Mercury retrograde in her 9th house, and right now she had the Sun in Leo, which was conjuncting her MC, right? In 10th house, actually. So 10th house represents what? Capricorn. And Saturn, right? Well, she was a Mars Aries. Why are they so hard to pick up off the table? She was an Aries, and this is the Aries in Capricorn card. Mars in Capricorn card. Okay. Now, in that same house of Capricorn, 10th house, she has her North Node as well. I'm sorry, did I say she was not having a North Node return? I believe it was from her progress chart. Let me pull that up. No, it's Virgo. Sorry, I misspoke there. I do it quite often. So let me go back. Alright, so Capricorn. She was a progressed Capricorn rising. Okay, now, in her natal chart, she has Capricorn in her second house of values, money, right? Legacy, business. And in her third house, the way that she thinks, right? Now, she was a Capricorn rising. She was let's start with this first. She was a Scorpio rising, which that came up. And she had Jupiter sitting on her exactly 15 degrees on her ascendant, right? on her natal chart. When she died yesterday, the day that she died. Now on her progress chart. She's a Capricorn rising. And currently, we have, I can't pull up the transits on this. I pulled up the natal chart twice instead of the progress chart. Anyhow, currently we have, and I wrote it down in my notes, we have Pluto and we have Saturn that are smack dab between the degrees on her. Of her ascendant, right? So Pluto is at 19 degrees and it's retrograde. On top of that, we have Mars that is retrograde that just went back into Capricorn as well. At 29 degrees retrograde. Mars is all about new beginnings. Pluto, death, you know, Mars and Pluto energy mixed together. Right, you know, cramming, crushing, you know, compressing her ascendant, right? Her progressed ascendant sign. Which I found to be very interesting at 22 degrees, okay? Now, what else is interesting is that her progressed, and I just noticed this, while her progressed ascendant is at 22 degrees Capricorn, she does have also her, in her first house, 22 degrees, right? In her natal, she has Juno. Now, I want to read the degrees of the 15 degree Scorpio, the description of inside the degrees, and I want to read the degrees of inside the degrees for 22 degrees Scorpio. The energies are so on point. The way that her life transpired, right? 15 degrees. Scorpio, a woman with a gold tooth, an extraordinary gift, very abusable and utterly redemptive. You invent, conceive, bring into being whatever you hope for and whatever you dread. Usually the dreads come up more first and dominant for a while. In this cycle, you scare up the world's most extreme melodramas, each one of them marked no way out, no way through. If you should outlast your dread demons, and you shall, you will find in a very different direction that there are equally powerful hope angels. You hope and wish and yearn for everybody to go free. And this wishing has deep uncanny power, for you have been nourishing for a very long time, two counteracting worlds, the long, dark, and heavy with foreboding, the other swept clean by the magical will to bring the world around right. The one who made the light go out brings the light back in a season, tempered form. We've got the Temperance card this week too. And this renewed light is phosphorescent, glowing in the world's darkness, seeing the way clear, knowing it can be done. Now, if that does not embody the spirit, you know, the soul of Aretha Franklin, then we have Juno, and I have to read this because it's in her first house of who I am. It's all about the identity. 22 degrees in Scorpio. A rug woven out of rags, okay? So this just even takes, like, who she is, the embodiment of her, all of her feelings, everything from the depth, the darkness, the black hole in which, bam, there it was created. And then it talks about what she does with what she's been given, right? The rug woven out of rags. You take everything you experience and all its roughage, I don't know, roughage, and all its roughage, it's got R-O-U-G-H-A-G-E, just as it is. And you form a vessel that is hardy and strong and enduring, and you put all of yourself into it. You leave nothing out. With fervor and intent, you put in there all the darkness and every difficult emotion you have got. For you are the quintessential example of what it has been like around here and how it feels. The collective karmas choose carefully those who can merge with what everybody is going through and by sheer guts take it further, perhaps toward a mutational breakthrough. To qualify, you have to grind yourself to bits with rude honesty, even at your own expense, okay? Because this is how it is. No shortcuts, no easy answers. Emotionally, this is the depth experience as it's most intense. but there is an evolutionary drive of overwhelming power pushing you through the worst. And along this pathway, you will definitely find out what you were made of and what has been stopping everybody, and whether you have it in you to start things off again in a different direction in the Earth's crucible with no place to hide. It's amazing how, let me go back to looking at myself here. Okay, there I am. It's amazing how she really did like merge. She really did like mutate. She really did shapeshift almost, like you could say. Like she could do that when it came to the embodiment of emotions that she expressed, right? And I feel like because she was that type of person, that when she was in her relationships, that she also, you know, was able to feel very deeply people and have this ability to almost like merge, like especially particularly in her intimate relationships, to like not only embody her own energy but also that of her partners, you know. And this is what she thirsted for, this is what she sought out, this is what she desired. And at the same time, she wanted freedom, like freedom, right? I say that also because she had, let me look here. Oh, that was my draconic chart. Because she had Venus in Aquarius, right? And it was in her fourth house, though. So that speaks to and relates to her experience with her mother and the detachment that occurred, her parents splitting when she was six, and I think her mother died when she was 10. So that just kind of like shows the energy that played out there. And in the same token, she had Mercury in that same house, which is interesting because while her Mercury is in Pisces, which really is all about that creativity, her love for singing, I would even say even cooking, even though it's, you know, we always think of Taurus, but anyhow, it's in the same house with her Venus in Aquarius. So it's interesting that while that was her experience as a child, she also had that experience with her children as she was in business, right? She had Capricorn in third house and second, and there was somewhat of a detachment when she was on tours and working. She also had Chiron retrograde in Leo, right? And with it, in the same house, although her moon was in Pisces, her moon was in Cancer. The moon mother represents there, you know, you could tell that she probably definitely had deep feelings about, you know, her children. And probably because she's got Pluto retrograde too there. And then, you know, this is fifth house stuff, Leo. You know, her son is in the fifth house. Her son is in Aries. And she was currently having, a conjunction with her son and Chiron, which is also retrograde right now, in Aries. So we see how this energy is, like, mapping through her chart, right? So here we go, the Cancer moon, Okay, this card came up. Now, Cancer also rules the pancreas, and she died of pancreatic cancer. Okay, I was trying to look for stuff in her natal chart that might indicate that. I didn't see, and there's a few, you know, there's always like little details that I noticed, right? But the major things were in her progress chart. Okay, now I'll have to pull up her progress chart because I made it natal. Progressions, progress chart, here we go. Okay, now her progress moon was in Taurus, which was conjuncting her, you know, her Venus. And it was squaring her Chiron. She's, which was in her seventh house. It was also squaring Pluto at 4 degrees. Okay? But when we look at, you know, the chart that shows her natal chart with the progressions outside, so her moon is in, her progress moon is in her fourth house, but when you place it, match it up with the houses on the natal with the progress outside, it ends up putting that moon energy, right, her Taurus, in her seventh house. But in her sixth and seventh house, I should say, right? And we have Uranus that is retrograde that, you know, just went into her sixth house. Sixth house is all about body. And so that's where her moon and her Venus sign is, you know, in comparison, layering over her natal chart. Taurus sits in her sixth house. Okay. So Capricorn and Sun comes up. Capricorn again was her progress rising sign. The Death card comes up. It was conjunct. Pluto is conjunct, you know, her rising. And yeah, so you see why I had to look it up. I got into, now let's talk about the emotions. I do want to get into the fixed stars, but I want to talk about the emotions. Now the pancreas, this is the emotions and descriptions of imbalances, right? Imbalances of the spleen and pancreas will show as restlessness, anxiety, worry, and foreboding. Self-absorption, along with morbid fascinations and the tendency to ruminate problems, is also a common feature. Individuals with this imbalance in this area will be obsessed with details and will be unable to express emotions. They will overuse the mind and underuse the body. Okay, Mercury was retrograde and it was squaring, or it was conjuncting. Anyway, all that energy was there. Let me continue. Unable to express emotions. Interesting. Obsessive and the details, and will be unable to express the emotions. They will overuse the mind and underuse the body. Occasionally, imbalances will be expressed as recklessness and destructiveness by people looking for excitement with an element of danger, and who are easily bored and unable to feel sympathy. So also symptoms, eating all of the time. She did struggle with her weight, overeating and eating too quickly, frequently thirsty, sleepy after eating and drinking alcohol, bruising easily, sensitive to strong smells and problems with iron levels, erratic moods with cravings of sugar and processed foods, digestive discomforts and flatulence, not immediately linked with eating, 2 to 3 hours after eating, waking in the middle of the night but sleepy during the day. So there was a lot of, like, I see it in her chart, a lot of worries, a lot of problems. I mean, a lot of stuff really relating around family and relationships that while she had one outlet in expressing it through her music, which probably prolonged her life, at the same time, I believe that she had a hard time. I want to say expressing it to her, you know, just probably communicating, you know, communications, you know, to her family and loved ones, perhaps more so because in her hopes she would hope that one would hope that in communicating, one who loves their children and grandchildren and, you know, lovers, one would hope that in communicating how we're feeling that they would also feel the same way, right? Is it not true? We want people to feel the same way so that they'll make the same choices that we would make for them. Capricornic issues, right? So, yeah, the big indicators were pretty much with her rising sign being conjunct by, you know, Mars and or Saturn and, or not Saturn, but Mars and Pluto, and then Jupiter that is on her natal rising. However, let me go back to these fixed stars. We have the fixed stars of the pancreas. We have Polaris at 27 degrees in Gemini. Okay. And she had a Gemini stellium, you know, with Jupiter. Mars, she had Lilith there, Uranus, the sudden shocks again, which is involved with this Uranus entering her six, and changes. And then restrictions as well. Now, this is all sitting in her natal seventh house. Okay. And anyhow, at 27 degrees, we have Polaris, which is the center of the pancreas. Then we have Labrum, which is in a 25 degrees Libra, and Zavijava, 26 degrees Libra, okay? And those are all representing the center of the pancreas. That puts it in her 11th house of her natal, which would be conjunct her Neptune retrograde, okay? So Neptune is definitely all about sensitivities, and illnesses as well. The lower pancreas is Merkab, which is at 28 degrees Libra. And then we have the intestine, you know, which is Zanaya at 4 degrees Libra. Okay, now there was something very specific with a square that I saw. Let me pull up. I think it was in her progress chart. There was a square with between. There was a square between her progress Mercury and what is it, Labrum and Zavajava, right? Which is the center of the pancreas. And it's in her ninth house, her progressed ninth house. And again, it's conjuncting her progressed Neptune. So between her Mercury, which represents the nervous system and stuff like that, right? Which is, it's all about worry, right? Which was, you know, brought up by the emotions of the pancreas. That was squaring these fixed stars that represent her, her pancreas. And on top of that, her moon, which represents her pancreas, was squaring her progressed, Chiron and Pluto. Her Chiron was at 11 degrees, you know, her new Vesta home, which is in her first house, detached, is in her progress chart, is in the first house. We have those two that are matching up. And then, of course, doubling that to her rising sign, which is in Capricorn. Now Mercury, her progressed Mercury is also in the fifth house, which represents the abdomen, which has, you know, dealings to do with the pancreas too, which is squaring those fixed stars. She's got a lot of energy in Gemini in her progress chart. A lot of energy. She's got Uranus in the fifth house with Saturn, which deals with family again and children and romance. The sun, she was a progressed sun in Gemini, still Lilith in Gemini, and Mercury retrograde, all in the fifth house. So that really has a lot to do with you know, mental anxieties and stimulations as well too, and probably plaguing, you know, just like the kind of stuff that would make you make it hard to breathe, right? Would definitely need to be transmuted. To survive. What's interesting is that her progressed MC too is in the 10th house, still conjuncting her Juno, but it's in the 10th house of legacy. So whereas it was in Leo, you know, upon her birth, it moved all the way to Scorpio. So from her point of shining until the point where her light dimmed. But what's amazing, again, going back to the degrees and how everything syncs up so, like, perfectly and purposefully, right? What does it say at 15 degrees about, and this renewed light is phosphorescent, glowing in the world's darkness, seeing the way clear, knowing it can be done. That's not the part I wanted to read. I wanted to read the part where the flame, it talks about the flame. Oh, the one who made the light go out brings the light back in a seasoned, tempered form. To be honest with you guys, I think that she's going to end up incarnating as a Pisces. Don't ask me why. Because her... it's the 29 degrees. Don't ask me why. I'm looking at the chart again. Her Mercury is in Pisces. Her point of fortune in her progress was at 29 degrees Aquarius. It was ready to hop over into Pisces. And I got the home card. So her Mercury is in Pisces in the fourth house. And I got the home card. So while there was this detachment, Venus in Aquarius, right? You see how those energies blend. It represents mother and it represents home. And I think that right now, she's honestly, truly celebrating, reconnecting with the spirit of her mother, of her father. She is, you know, North Node in Virgo, and that's opposing her Mercury. And all of this life has been really for the purification of her mind. And she did it through her talent. She did it through living it out. Definitely living it out. The daily in her 10th house, North Node in Virgo. But it ended up in her progress chart being North Node in 8th house. So that's how it goes. You know, it was her time to go home. Scorpio. 8th house of Scorpio. And her North Node was squaring Uranus. So that's all I have to say. It was just pretty cool to see all of the synchronicities. I didn't even look at her draconic chart, which I'm new at doing. But I really like to look at the overlays, and it's so much easier when I can show people the chart. I wish I had a wheel that can overlay like that. You can, because I like to look at things. I don't like to look at screens as much. Yeah. Let me see if I missed anything in my notes. Her natal chart was a sun in Aries. Rising sign was 15 degrees in Scorpio. Chiron 8 degrees retrograde. Pluto 3 degrees retrograde. MC 23 degrees, all in Leo. Her moon was in Cancer. Totally represents pancreas. Her Venus was in Aquarius, 20 degrees. Her North Node, 10th house. I talked about all of that. Currently, Jupiter in Scorpio, 15 degrees on her natal ascendant, and it's squaring her Mercury in Leo on her progress chart. And that's what it was, Mercury in Leo on her progress chart. And we have Mercury retrograde. Mercury is all about the nervous system as well. And what did she die of? Neuroendocrine type of pancreatic cancer. Neuro, nerves, endocrine, hormones. Neuroendocrine type of pancreatic cancer. Mercury retrograde. Her Mercury was in retrograde. I mean, was in Mercury as well. I mean, in Leo as well. And then on top of that, there's the square going on with her ascendant. With Jupiter on top of her ascendant. So all of it was transiting. North Node, 5 degrees Leo, was sitting between her natal Pluto and Chiron. That's something I didn't mention. Plus, Mercury retrograde today was on that day was at 11 degrees. Oh no, Mercury retrograde was squaring her ascendant. Okay, at 11 degrees. The transits on the progress chart, I already mentioned that. Transits natal 6 and. Yep, I mentioned that. MC 13 degrees, or I'm sorry, her North Node 13 degrees, 10th house being transited. I don't know my own notes. I pretty much mentioned all of it. The fifth house, abdomen and pancreas, mentioned that. Which is where her 0 degree Jupiter was at in her progress chart. It was right, it's right there, and it's conjuncting Polaris, which is the fixed star for the center of the pancreas. Okay, Cancer energy rules the pancreas. All there. Next to not only Polaris but her Mercury and her Sun on the progress chart, and it's all in the fifth house, abdomen. Yeah, and her progress Jupiter is also squaring Labrum, which is conjuncting Neptune, which, you know, refers to disorders. It's conjuncting Labrum and Markeb. So, you know, this is the fixed star for the pancreas, center, and the lower. So it was all there. But the reason why it's even so important is because it came up in the cards. It came up in the universal energies for the Daily Tarot. And so her death, her passing, her crossing over marks an incredible energetic change for us all. Oh my God, this Queen of Soul, her energy has left this house and entered the next. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. John 14:2. Yeah. So it's a huge marker for us all. It's a huge marker of it's like this cutoff point, this death point of energetic shift. So whatever you were releasing, whatever you had to walk away from, whatever distractions, people, you know, gossip, whatever it was, you know, drama that you had to walk away from, that was the marker. This no going back. Like, stop now. It's time for you to follow your North Node. It's time for you to follow your calling. It's time for you to leave that behind. It's time for you to stop holding on, you know, and utilize your true strengths, you know, through your intuitive moon power. And in that freedom, though, freedom to flow and freedom of mind. It was a clear marker regarding this eclipse energy. Are you going to continue to run around the same circle? Don't do it. Don't do it. I don't think that you can. I don't think that the universe will allow you to. With that being said, Nanu Nanu, my friends, and peace be unto you.